Every president occasionally picks fights with the press, but over the last several days, Donald Trump has engaged in an unusually bitter war of words with the media. WNYC's Ilya Marich reports some news consumers are sticking up for the press.
Here's a chant you don't hear every day.
New York Times! New York Times! New York Times!
On Sunday, about 200 people rallied outside the New York Times headquarters on 8th Avenue, some of them holding their Sunday papers high in the air. Days earlier, Donald Trump said journalists, quote, make up sources and shouldn't be allowed to use anonymous quotes. Then Trump's press secretary barred the New York Times, CNN, and several other outlets from an off-camera briefing, which other journalists were allowed to attend. That alarmed Liat Olenek and Jennifer Friedland, activists with the group Indivisible Nation BK.
First protest we've ever, or rally or whatever we've ever organized, so
really glad people are here and showing their solidarity with the free press.
Even with this fan club right outside, the glass doors of the Times remained locked. But at least one Times journalist, Michael Barbaro, who covers politics, found his way downstairs.
I'm just taking a photograph. I didn't know it was out here.
After a few minutes, the rally moved on to the corporate offices of Fox News and NBC. In an interview with ABC News, Trump spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders suggested maybe the media doesn't matter so much anyway.
This was a president who campaigned on speaking directly to Americans, and that's exactly what he's going to spend his time doing.
But on another Sunday morning news show on CNN, the editor of the New York Times bragged that Trump is, quote, the best thing to happen to the Times subscription strategy. Every time he tweets, it drives subscriptions wildly. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.